Hey, let me re
And then share. Okay.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Morris. I am the executive director of the Grapevine Wash Local District. This is a board meeting on October the 29th at 8 a.m. And we have a quorum. Dick Miller is the vice chair. Our chair has resigned, and another board member has resigned. So the only board members are Tracy Belliston, who's present, and Davis Anderson, also present, and Dick Miller. And Dick, you as vice chair, you could conduct the meeting, but I can do like Michael Jensen's done in the past. And if you'd like me to, I can conduct the meeting on your behalf.
Yes, please do, Paul. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I have, oh, let me share. I haven't shared the screen yet. So here we go. So if you can all, I'm going to move my screen 1 second so I can see better. Can you see that? You can't, Dick, because I know you're driving, but can the rest of you see that? Okay. So the main purpose of calling the meeting now is two of the board members, as I mentioned, John Richter, who is the chair, and Matthew Crow have resigned from the board. Their property was purchased, and so they're no longer property owners. And Tracy Belliston has been kind enough to stay onto the board, even though also his property has been purchased to as a representative of us, so that we can have a quorum to fulfill the statutory requirements to replace or appoint somebody to the vacancy. So, before we get into the details of that, the first item of business is to consider the draft minutes for the previous board meeting of September 3rd, 2024. And is there a motion to approve the draft minutes?
I so move.
Thank you, Dick. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tracy. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Nay.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, the second item is the vacancy requirement. So this kind of district, until it actually has residents, where there's no residents, the board members are elected by the property owners. And so when you have a vacancy, and Matthew and John had 4-year terms, just elected last July. Rather than having a new election, you appoint somebody for the unexpired terms to replace them. Unfortunately, under the law, there's no mechanism. They didn't contemplate this kind of a district where nobody is eligible to be on the board except property owner or their representatives, which all the property inside the district now is either owned by the district itself or it's owned by Grapevine Development. So we're the only ones that can have somebody on the board. Nevertheless, the law requires a 2-week public notice and to tell people that they can, at least a 2-week public notice, that they can come on the board. So that's this first resolution here, is to give that official notice. And so what we need to do to adopt this resolution, we will have to pick a meeting time, one more meeting time, to be able to come back together. And we got to give at least 2 weeks, and we got to give Brecken time to actually get the notice posted. So I'm thinking that it would be good to do sometime the week of the, so 2 weeks puts us to the 11th of November. But we want to do it, like I say, at least 2 weeks. So I'm thinking the week of the 18th. Now, I know that is no, Thanksgiving's the next week, so we're good. Is there any particular day for Dick, Tracy, and Davis, the week of the 18th that works for you?
I'm okay. I would rather
Flexible.
do it the starting Tuesday. The only reason I say that, I'm getting back from a cruise Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
So that gives me a day to get my feet under me.
Absolutely. So the 19th, so that would be 3 weeks from today.
Yes.
Does that work for you, Tracy?
Yeah, I can do that. In the morning, I
In the
have
morning.
meetings
How about
starting at 11.
Do you want to do 8 o'clock again, just like this?
That would work for me.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do that too.
That's fine with me too, Paul.
Okay, so we'll so Brecken, we'll add to that notice, and I'll help you get it figured out. But we'll the official notice will say the November 19th at 8 a.m. is when we'll have the board meeting, and then you say you have to put a deadline in there. So in this resolution, it just says 2 days before the meeting date. So you'll give the 2 weeks notice, but it'll say that anybody has who's going to submit their name, which is us, and candidly, it's Michael. Mike Wagstaff and myself, that we're the two that will submit our names to join the board, but we'll follow the statutory requirements to do that. So could I have a motion to approve 2024-09?
I so move.
Thank you, Dick. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Davis. I need discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. It passes unanimously. Okay, the next resolution is resolution 2024-10. So we want to take care of some administrative things. As you know, we successfully issued the bond in September, and then we did the transaction as contemplating the bond documents. So out of the 369 acres, over 100 acres, I forget the exact amount, but like 105 acres has been transferred to the district. So the district owns where the water tank's going to go. It owns where the pocket parks are. It owns where the cliff, the two main cliffs, the community center area, the lift station locations, the detention ponds, all of that is now officially owned by the district. And then as part of the process adopting the bond documents, there was delegation of officers, the chair, the vice chair, and the executive director to perform certain functions and such. But in order to continue forward, we have been using heavily Brecken, who's on now, and Mason, who's also on, and our engineers, and Clifton, Larson, and Allen are CPA firms that specialize in special districts. They do a lot of bond work. They're the ones that did the cash projections for the bonds. So we need accounting services. And so what our proposal is and what this resolution does is it says, okay, now that we've issued the bonds, we're going to take care of some of these administrative matters. So I'm just going to go to the first one, and there's six of them here. The first one is that Mason and Brecken have are creating their own LLC, Special District Management. And like I said, Brecken was heavily involved in the bond documents, so he knows the bond stuff very, very well. And so we want to enter into a contract with them to provide the three things: management, financial bookkeeping, and contract administration. And so then we want to also designate them to be the district clerk slash secretary. So that's one requirement, is that you have a district clerk secretary. It was Michael Jensen. He agreed to serve only as long as we had done the bonds, but then they didn't want to be performing that service anymore. So that's why we're switching. One of the reasons we're switching. So, and they did a great job, and we really appreciate them. And we're leaving Matt Ants as district counsel, so we're not changing that. He is the lawyer, but we're not using his staff as the administrative services. We want to use SDM. So Brecken will be the district clerk, and with Mason as the budget officer, and then also doing the bookkeeping duties. And those are three different provisions in the law. So we're saying, okay, you're going to provide those services for us now. The second one is, as I mentioned, is number two, is this Clifton and Larson and Allen. They are experts in special district and bonding. We have compliance requirements already. First one is due this month, and they're doing that work for us. And then there's quarterly disclosure requirements for the bonds. So there's state law disclosure requirements, financial obligations, and then there's the bond obligations. And we want to use them to be our accountants, and then also have them help us update our budget itself. We've took a stab at it for the tentative budget, but I'm communicating with them to have them help us make sure we've documented correctly the bonds that we have done, and I'll show you the budget later. Number three is Grapevine, the developer. We engage Bush and Gudgell. They've done all the work on Silver Cliff subdivision, got the preliminary plat approval. So it was contemplated in the bond documents that they'd be designated as the engineers for the district in doing the specifically the surveying, the preparing the legal descriptions. They prepared the legal description that was used to transfer. When we get to final plat, that we know there's always adjustments. There'll be adjustments in the boundaries a little bit. So we'll be making those adjustments and they will do those for us. They're also doing all the construction drawings for the roads and the sewer and the water and all of that. And then they have to sign as engineers when there's reimbursement from the bond documents. So they get paid from the bond documents. And they're also when an engineer is needed to certify that the work was done, they're providing that service to get paid from the bond documents. Number four is Grapevine, which is us, the developer. We've contracted with Land Assist and also with Bush and Gudgell and with Royalty and other people to provide the particular services to develop the project. And so that's recognizing the fact officially that we have the responsibility and authority to construct the improvements on the district property. And again, that's Grapevine is not paid directly from the district, but all the payments come from and its contractors come from the bond documents. And then the last one in the bond documents that you all previously approved, there were three officers designated to be able to have authority to sign and do certain things. And that was the chair, the vice chair, and the executive director. So we're affirming that again, that both under the bond documents as well as the governing acts, there's a specific powers for the Board of Trustee to delegate to its officers the ability to do contracts and negotiate and that sort of thing. So we're saying that, yep, they're the officers and they can finalize these contracts, the engagement with CLA and with SDM. And then lastly, we're moving from using, again, as I indicated, Matt Entz's offices, physical offices, we're using Brecken's offices where he's sitting right now. And so that's that address is to change the offices where we keep records and where we can have meetings and such. So do you have any questions about these six items, these administrative management issues for going forward? Okay, seeing none, could I have a motion to approve 2024-10?
I so move.
Thank you, Davis. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tracy. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. And then the last resolution is because of the bonds, and we talked about this when we adopted the previous budget, we got to start over and do a tentative budget, amended tentative budget, give notice. We'll do it at the same meeting, the same meeting, the one we just set for November 19th. We'll do it at that meeting, but we have to do the public notice requirements. So this resolution sets that forward and adopts this budget. So here's our tentative budget. And it had the same number, the budget, the numbers that are coming in, but we, from the bonds, $200,000 for administrative was put into the account. So it's sitting in the account right now. The goal here is to try to have it operate and you know, fine tuning these various contracts, but have it operate at about $100,000 a year, maybe a little less, but around $100,000. So this is 2 years worth of operation. And as you may recall, we had a discussion at previous board, Grapevine, the development company, developer, has an obligation when the district needs it to give another $200,000. So that would be 4 years worth of operation. And then sometime in the next three-ish years, that fourth year, there'll be cash flow coming in from the taxes, the development, the sale of the lots, those sorts of things. So it'll be self-sustaining after that period of time. But at least there's $200,000 there. It's in an interest-bearing account right now. So we estimate it can earn about that much interest. And then we're going to have to fine-tune better when we do the final budget and work with the accountants on accounting for the bonds. But we're just estimating these different costs of operating expenses, the legal, again, Matt Entz and any other legal things, and then the specific administrative services we've been talking about of around 65,000. So what that means is the difference between this revenue and these expenses is 116,000. That goes into what's known as fund balance. That's just basically your savings account. So you don't spend that. And then that 116,000 goes to the next year and so on. So you have a balanced budget. But again, this will be fine-tuned and have much more detail when we get to the November 19th meeting. So any questions on this tentative budget? Okay.
No.
Oh, do I have a motion to approve 2024-11?
I move to approve resolution 2024-11.
Thank you. Tracy's made the motion. And Dick, is that a second?
Yes, I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 No opposed, that's unanimous. All right, the last item on the agenda was just for giving an executive director report. And I'll just let you know things are going very well. I'm getting organized. There's been a lot of details, but there's actually going to be mobilization on the property of Royalty, the excavator, setting up approximately a 5-acre area for the laydown yard. They've started working on that to set it up, and there will actually be equipment moved. The plan is to start moving equipment out there a week from today. So anyway,
wow.
See some movement of some earth and that sort of thing. We're working through construction water right now and working with the town on the details and road and compaction. Okay. We've got our SWIP. The SWIP sign should be out there. We got the SWIP contract and the soils reporting before when they're doing the grading for the roads. Those contracts are already in place. So anyway, it's happening.
Wonderful. Exciting.
Yeah, it's good times. It's been a lot of work. We appreciate all of you. You've been wonderful to be part of this and act as our board, and really do appreciate it. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 This meeting is adjourned, and it's 8:23 a.m. Thank you very much.